every significant moment in Scripture and in history when God did something, it all started with the same thing. Someone heard the word of the Lord. You can see on the screen just a couple of the many examples that we find. In Kings, we read about Elijah, where it says, the word of the Lord came to Elijah. In 2 Kings, we read, Isaiah said, hear the word of the Lord. Jeremiah 1, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Ezekiel, the word of the Lord came to me. There are hundreds and hundreds of places in Scripture and hundreds of places in the history of the church where it all starts by hearing the word of the Lord. And that's what we're about here. That's what our role is. Spiritual leaders discern the word of the Lord and they speak it to the people of God. So when we get ready for a Sunday, it's not, oh, what's super trendy that we could talk about this week? Or what's happening in the news that we can turn into a sermon? Or, hey, ChatGPT, write a sermon for Cathedral of Faith this weekend. Or it's not like, oh, what sermons.com got for us this week? No, the word of the Lord is what guides what we speak over you and to you. God has a word for this church. He has a word for this season. He has a word for a moment. He has a word for you. And he has a word for this year, 2026. And it's my privilege today. Yeah, let's give him praise. Because the beautiful thing is, he's a God who speaks. He's not silent. That's why we have this. He spoke in times past. He's speaking today. And it's my privilege today to bring the word of the Lord to you for 2026. How many want to know what it is? Good. Some of you do. The rest, you can go ahead and take a nap. When we come before you, we really have two ways we approach this. One is our job as pastors, as leaders, as spiritual directors, is to comfort the afflicted. Some people walk in with fear or anxiety or overwhelmed or struggling or sick or confused or hopeless. And our job, as we hear the word of the Lord, is to bring the word alive so that your fear can turn to faith and your hopelessness can turn to hope. And whatever you're working through, God can comfort you in your affliction. But we also have another job. Not only do we comfort the afflicted, part of our role is to afflict the comfortable. There are some ways God may want to confront something in us, rebuke us, realign us, or show us things that we didn't even know about. And so part of what we want to do is to understand clearly, what's the word of the Lord? Now, to do that today, we're going to start with a story from the Scripture. If you go to the Old Testament, thousands of years ago, there's a story I want to talk to you about and a man I want to talk to you about. How many of you have ever been in a situation when you thought, this is taking longer than I thought? Anybody ever been there? It's like, this is taking too long. Well, that's what happened to the Israelites. For 430 years, it was taking too long. They were slaves in Egypt. They were in bondage. And they were struggling until finally God raised up Moses and said, Moses, I want you to go and set my people free that they can come to the mountain and worship me. Moses went back and we know what happened. The confrontation, the struggle, the plagues. Finally, Pharaoh said, okay, you guys can take off. And sure enough, they headed out from there into the wilderness. And they went through the Red Sea. Got to the other side, look back, no Pharaoh, looked ahead, there's a promise, there's an opportunity, there's a promised land God had for them. And so what happened is Moses gathered 12 spies, 12 men from the 12 tribes, leaders, exemplary people, to go into that mountainous region, into the promised land. And he said, I want you to see what's there. What's the land like? What are the people like? And bring back something to help us understand that. So sure enough, these 12 silhouettes made their way off into the promised land, and there they were amazed. For 40 days, they walked around. They saw pomegranates and figs and grapes and bounty and blessing and olives, and it was phenomenal. And they returned after 40 days, and all the people gathered. And when they gathered, at first they had one voice. They said, this land is phenomenal. This promise God's given to us is amazing. And they held up the grapes and said, this is the promise God has for us. He wants to do great things. But then things changed. Even though everybody was leaning in with excitement about what they had seen and heard, soon everything changed with one word. But there are giants in the land, and we look like grasshoppers. You know, one of the translations says they gave an evil report. Now, that doesn't mean they lied or they did something wicked. What that means is they told the truth without faith mixed with it. And 10 of them said, we can't do this. But Caleb stood up and said, look, with God's help, we can take that mountain. We can take that land. We can take this for God's glory. But everybody, as you know, fear spreads pretty fast, faster than faith. And fear spread through the camp. And even though Joshua got up and said, the Lord is with us, we can do this, they didn't go into the promises. They circled in the wilderness for 40 years. So fast forward 40 years, Caleb steps up again. He's 85 now, and he says, look, I want that mountain. I want to fulfill that purpose, that promise that God has for me. And sure enough, in faith, they entered into that land. They walked in, they possessed the mountain, they possessed the land, and they possessed the promises of God. So here's the issue. When we see our circumstances, when we see the year ahead, when we look around, do we see it with the eyes of faith? Or do we see it through the obstacles, the giants? That's why that song we sing is so powerful. Giants have to flee. When fear leaves, when Christ rises up within us. So here's the word Caleb had. 40 years ago, I was ready to be on mission, and today I'm ready to be on mission and fulfill God's purposes. And that's the word of the Lord this year, on mission. Say that with me, on mission. Last year, the word of the Lord was hope. And I don't know about you, but each week, the sermon series and the experiences, hope began to rise. Hopelessness was fleeing as we begin to see the possibilities. And what we read in Jeremiah is this, he's given us a hope and a future. There's something ahead in this year. He was increasing our hope levels last year so that we could walk with faith on mission. And there's two dimensions of that. God has a mission for Cathedral of Faith, but he has a specific mission for you. You were born for a reason. He has a purpose for you. And we're believing that this is the year in which Cathedral will rise up and fulfill its mission in greater ways, but also you will rise up and fulfill your mission. Our commitment is helping you reach your potential, helping you reach the mission God has for you. And maybe you've given up. Maybe like the 12 spies, you see all the obstacles, you see the frustrations, you see how bad your finances are, your relationships are, or your workplace is, or lack of workplace. But God wants to let faith rise up in us today, amen? Amen? He wants something inside of us to rise up to say, I want that mountain, amen? In fact, I invite you to stand with me, and we're just gonna ask God to speak to us today and work in us. Lord Jesus, you are the God of the mountain. You are God with a purpose, and you're leading us somewhere. Because not only do you have a purpose for every person in the sound of my voice. You have a purpose for Cathedral of Faith. And so I pray, Lord, that faith would rise up today. Open our eyes to see the possibilities. Open our eyes to see our mountain that you're calling us to. And as we step across the threshold into this new year, let us be on mission, Lord. Let us be so aware of your presence and your power that deep in us, a faith rises up that says, I want that mountain. Lord, that something would rise up in each one of us today to make us a generation of mountain takers, a generation of promise receivers, a generation, Lord, of faith climbers. And we know that all this happens through your strength and for your glory. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen and amen. Let's give God thanks and praise. On mission, say that with me.
On mission.
I want that mountain. Say that with me.
I want that mountain.
That's what God wants for you. As you're being seated, turn to someone next to you and say, I want that mountain.
I want that mountain.
Last week, Pastor John spoke to us about the great mission, the great commission that God has for every single one of us. It comes from Matthew chapter 28. When Jesus said these words before he ascended from the Mount of into heaven, it says, go make disciples all over the world and teach them to follow me. That's the ultimate banner under which all mission flies. God wants us to go, every tribe, every tongue, every people group, every kind of issue, every kind of place, every language, that we would go and preach and teach and help others follow Jesus. But here's the thing. It's going to look slightly different in every person. It's going to look different in you and me. It's going to look different in Cathedral of Faith and other congregations. There's only one church in the world. It's everyone who's received Christ as their Savior. But there are lots of congregations and denominations because we all have different parts of that same mission. And what I want us to understand today is what God's called us to here at Cathedral of Faith. First of all, the founding issue for us is a prayer that was prayed from this very pulpit decades ago. It's what guides who we are, and here's what it says. Lord, help us hear the cries no one else is hearing. Lord, help us see the hurts no one else is noticing. Lord, help us care about people no one else cares about. The ministries we have come out of this prayer. Our ministry to homeless, to prisons, our partnerships with places like Healing Grove, our work with those who are coming out of the system, our work with reaching out, our work with UPA, all that flows from, Lord, help us hear the cries that no one else is hearing. That's what drives us. It drives our prayers, our actions, our goals, our mission, our direction. Lord, let us hear what you hear. Let us see what you see. Let us care the way you care. Break our heart with what breaks yours. That's what guides who we are here at Cathedral of Faith. We also have some core values that are an important part of who we are. You know them. It's a place where everybody's welcome. It's a place where nobody's perfect. It's a place where the love is lived out and is a place where anything is. Now, not every congregation has this same core value. I know some places everybody's not welcome. I know some places where people think they're perfect. I know some places where it's not love that's being lived out. This is our value system. This is what drives us. We pray this prayer and we live these values. That's what drives us at Cathedral of Faith. But wait, there's more. Let's talk about our vision. This is what God's called us to be at Cathedral of Faith. We're a place of building faith, a place of changing lives, a place of inspiring dreams, all through the power of Jesus. Amen? How many of you have ever had your faith built by being here at Cathedral of Faith? Amen? Some of you are waiting for that to happen. How many of you have had your life changed because of what God did here at Cathedral of Faith? How many of you have had God inspire a dream inside of you here at Cathedral of Faith? This is what we're believing for. We are so grateful for what he's done in our 60 years. He has amazingly built faith and changed lives and inspired dreams, but we're not finished yet. This year is a year of more dreams, more change, transformed lives, more faith being built, which leads us to what our mission is here at Cathedral of Faith. Cathedral of Faith is a place to connect, to grow, to serve, and to dream. Most of all, we want people to connect with Jesus, that he would be Lord of their life, that there would be a connection with the power of the Holy Spirit working through each person. There'd be a connection with God the Father who loves us unconditionally, but also it's a place to connect with one another. You know, there's a great word in the New Testament called koinonia, which translates fellowship. And what that actually means is being as committed to one another as we are to Christ. That means I need to be as committed to you as I am to Jesus. It isn't just me and Jesus by myself. It's us. That's why Caleb couldn't go in the promised land. Even though he was ready and wanted it, we had to go together. And so this is the place to help people connect. You know, sometimes it's hard for us. We've been wounded in relationships. And when you get wounded in a relationship, you can sort of draw back. But you know what? If we're wounded in relationships, we're also healed through relationships. And this is a place God wants to bring healing as we connect with him and connect with one another. It's a place to grow. We are ever growing and changing to become more like Christ. That's what our mission is, to help you grow and become all God wants you to be. It's a place to serve, because the best way we figure out what our mission is by serving others. And when we come alongside others, when we put our foot in the water of serving, the waters roll back and it reveals what our mission is. And it's a place to dream. That's why Pastor Ken's written books like Imagine Living Your Dream and Dream Again, because that's what we want to happen here. We want people to walk through the door, have their life changed, have faith built, and dreams come. And it comes by helping people connect, grow, and serve. So that's the dream. That's the mission that we want to be on here at Cathedral of Faith. We want to be on mission. We want to take that mountain. But part of it is we want you to be on mission. God planned you for a reason. In Colossians chapter 1, Paul writes this: everything finds its purpose in who? Everything finds its purpose in him. He's the one who created you. He's the one that formed you. He has a plan for your life. And our desire this year being on mission is to help you be on mission. Now, here's the thing. The average person may feel like they have the right to their own dreams and develop their own picture of what the future could be. But at the cross, those of us who've given allegiance to Jesus, we give up that right because we don't belong to ourselves. Paul writes in Corinthians, we've been bought with a price. We are to glorify and honor God with our bodies. You're a product of God's vision. He has the vision for you. And it's not just us taking our gifts and talents and becoming what we think we can be, being our best. No, it's God, what is the mission you have for me? What is the mountain you want me to take? What is it that's lying ahead? Here's the whole thing. There are cries being raised up all over our community tonight, today, throughout this week. Some people are crying out, God, I need help. This is horrible. God wants us to hear those cries. There are other people out there cursing God, and it's because they don't know what God has for them, and he wants us to hear those cries. He created you for a purpose. He doesn't waste your circumstances. You see, the wilderness isn't something that we go through as a punishment. It's where we develop our potential as faith grows by day, trusting in God for his provision, for the faith to live. Here's what Paul writes in Ephesians. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Here's what we're believing this year. As you take steps of faith to be on mission, as we continue to focus who we are at Cathedral of Faith of being on mission, we believe it's a year God wants to bring increase to you, increase of blessing. You know, last year, I just felt like that hope meter kept rising and rising in us for the whole point that we would have a future and a purpose that he wants to work in each one of us. Here are some verses I'm praying over you. Genesis 1, may the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. How many want that fulfilled in their life? Good, half of you. For the rest of you, we'll pray that you'll want that. In Psalm, it says, may you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Who wants to be blessed by the Lord? Oh, a few more people. That's good. Here's the purposes of God. As we step into the waters of obedience, God, speak to me. You see, I want to mention three mountains that Jesus went to. He went to the Mount of Transfiguration. That's where his identity was revealed, his purpose was released, and this transfiguration happened. There's the Mount of Olives where he went and he saw Jerusalem and he wept and he cried like, oh God, touch Jerusalem, gather them like a mother hen gathers his chicks. And he went to the Mount of Calvary where he surrendered his life and gave it for you and me. And we have similar mountains in our own lives. Some of us need to have a visit to the Mount of Transfiguration where God rolls back the fog and we see our identity the way he sees it. We see what he wants for us and what he could do with us. and the things we're struggling with and crying over and frustrated with may be the very things he's using to prepare us for the mission and mountain that he has for us. There are people on those mountains saying, come help us. And they may be people who need help in the very area he's helped you. There's a Mount of Olives where he opens our eyes to see the way he sees, the needs, the hurts, the struggles. And there's a Mount of Calvary for each one of us where we surrender ourselves to Jesus and say, God, I belong to you. Not my will, but yours be done. You see, the mountain is a place of transfiguration and change. It's a place of identity. It's a place of surrender. Why? It's where heaven meets earth. It's where the heavenly realm connects with the earthly realm. It's where his kingdom come and his will be done here on earth and as it is in heaven. And in those mountains, people are saying, come help us. The question is, will we hear the cries? Now, I said a little earlier, and we love the first part. As pastors, we comfort the afflicted. We all love being comforted in our affliction, right? Getting hope when we feel hopeless. But let me go the other way for a little bit, where we afflict the comfortable. Sir Francis Drake once wrote this, "Disturb us, Lord, when we are too well pleased with ourselves, when our dreams have come true because we dreamed too little." God may want to disturb some of us this year and say, look, this isn't just about you and how you feel and what you want. This isn't about coming to inner life and realizing, oh, my whole goal was gathering pieces of green paper with presidents' pictures on them. No, that's not the goal of life. The goal is you were set here for a reason. God put you here for a purpose. He's got a plan for you. And we want to walk in the fullness of that. In fact, I'm going to invite you with me to give God thanks and praise. Let's thank him for his faithfulness. Amen. So that's why this week we go live with what we call our Connect, Grow, Serve brochure. We put these out 3 times a year. You might want to take a picture of that QR code. It'll come up a couple times today. We put out opportunities for you to do these things. We have ministries for children, for youth, for young adults, for single parents, for adults 30 to 50, for chosen generation, for single parent. We have all kinds of places for you to connect with others so that you can become all God wants you to be. We have men's ministries and women's ministries and discipleship opportunities and breakfast and seminars, and all this is to help you connect with God and connect with others. But we also give opportunities for growth. There are classes that take place throughout the week. Frank Vega starts a class next week on the book of Colossians. Pastor Shelley starting a class on prayer. Pastor Mike Shearer starting a class on the gifts of the Spirit. There are classes of all kinds. We've got Cathedral Strong coming up to help you have faith for what God can do in your body. There's all these opportunities that we want you to be part of. We do all this to be on mission to help you grow and become what God wants you to be. It's a place to serve. If you don't know what your mission is, here's how it happens. You step into the waters by serving somewhere, and when they roll back, you have greater clarity about what your vision and mission should be. You can do that in a variety of ways, through frontline ministries, through altar prayer, through serving our kids or our youth, through so many ways, working at reaching out. This brochure will help you. In fact, Alexis, go ahead and put it up there one more time so you can get a picture of it. So that you can be part of connecting, growing, and serving the way God intended. So let's go back over here to Egypt. The reason we have this story, the Bible says these things happened as examples for us. Egypt isn't just a location, it's a state of mind, it's a condition of the heart. And every one of us at one point were in bondage. We were alive but not living. We were moving but directionless. And then we come to Christ. He sets us free, and he leads us into the wilderness. Now, again, the wilderness isn't punishment. It's where God's preparing us. It's where we're learning how to trust him every day. And then he's preparing us in that place to go into the promised land because he has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you, and he wants you to fulfill that. I'm going to invite you to stand with me because in this moment, there's a place we have of having God bring us from fear to faith, from anxiety to peace, from defeat to victory, from weakness to strength, to bring us from purposelessness to purposeful living, to lead us from the wilderness to the mountain. And we're going to dedicate ourselves to the Lord. We're going to say, God, I give myself to you. So we're going to declare that together. On the screen, you'll see some statements. I'll read the pastor part. You be all, okay? You're all, okay? Here we go. Christ has a mission for each of us individually. Lord, everyone finds their purpose in you. We praise you, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We have been bought with a price. We're to glorify you with our lives. We freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to you. Lord, may we follow your commands and not just follow our own desires. We give ourselves completely to your will. And Lord, that's our desire today. We come before you and ask for your strength. We ask for your help. We ask for you to reveal to every person here. Let this be a year in which we are on mission, that we find our purpose, that we hear the word of the Lord, that we step in faith into the purposes you have for us, that this would be a year of fulfillment and significance and blessing and increase because we step out in faith. We know, Lord, part of it is what you do as you speak and you work and you roll back waters, but part of it is what we do as we step out in faith, as we move beyond our comfort zones, as we allow you to speak to us and direct us, as we let our ears be open to hear the cries and see the needs and care about those that you care for. Lord, let this be a year on mission, filled with your power. We can do all things through you who strengthens us. Lord, let us not be like the 10 spies who saw the giants, saw the circumstances, saw the issues only. Let us be a Caleb spirit that says, I want that mountain. God, I want to fulfill the purpose you have for me. I want to do what you made me to do. I want to hear your voice and say yes to you. May that be the cry of each of our hearts in this year. As your heads are bowed, I'm just going to ask this question as well. There may be some of you who are still trapped in Egypt. You haven't experienced freedom from sin and selfishness. This could be your moment. If you're ready to be set free and pursue God's purposes, and you'd like to step out of Egypt into God's purposes, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand that I can pray for you today. Yes, Lord, yes. Lord, you see our hearts. You know each person here who's ready to step into your purpose. Let them have faith rise up within them. Let hope and strength fill their hearts. Let purpose fill their being. Speak to them as they walk out of this place. Speak to them as they drive home. Speak to them throughout this afternoon. Speak to them as they sleep tonight. Speak to us in this year that this would be a year that we can all say, I am on mission. I want that mountain. May that come to pass in each of us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's give God thanks and praise.